Hey, this is your wrestling podcast fix. New weekly episodes, Vince Aguirre, on SoundCloud.com. Yo, what's going on?
Hey!
What's good?
What's good?
What's
this is Fran.
JCL.
Hey, I'm always DB Richards. What's going on?
What's up, Dave? With another episode of the Insiguri podcast. Hey, before we get started, tell me if you agree with this or not. DB and I had this conversation the other day because he was like, why do you keep calling me Dave? It's DB. What is the point of DB? And I said, it is like Shawn Michaels calling Triple H Hunter. The Dave is the first part of DB, so it still works.
Yep.
I don't want you to call me Dave.
Well, I'm sorry, DB.
Francis.
I don't want to talk about Francis. I want to talk about wrestling.
I'm going to get you some Windex.
Yeah, let's talk about wrestling.
Oh, there's wrestling out there?
Yeah, wrestling.
Oh, we're watching wrestling. When was the last time you watched wrestling?
God, it feels like forever. Just
what's wrong
with
you?
I've been so burned out about wrestling.
You burn out? Why?
Especially in the WWE, and it's just oversaturation. It's just
you know
too
why
much.
You're burnt out?
There's not a lot of stuff really that's been piquing my fancy or getting.
What are you talking about? You're not hyped for it.
205.
You stomping
even,
grounds?
You can't even say it without laughing.
I know, I really can.
I can. Stomping grounds.
Because was it George or somebody else on a Facebook page who posted up like
the logo?
No, AEW's like their pay per view names, and then it was like, oh, you know, left one and left one. He was like, yeah, there was all in, then there's all out. Is this like the fucking hokey pokey? But it's like, okay, so we're not going to talk about.
That was fake. I thought it was really going to be hokey pokey.
So we're not going to talk about stomping grounds.
Stomping grounds. Nah, it's a horrible name.
But you know,
horrible logo, mind you.
No, but you know something though.
But it got taken away from Backlash.
You know,
Backlash was the
But you know something though. Great Balls of Fire. Bullshit ass name. Good pay per view.
That was a good pay-per-view.
But we're not going to talk about really shitty pay-per-view names that ended up being good shows. We're going to talk about... So you say that... Aw, you're so burned out. Well, then what? When's a pay-per-view where you were like, man, I'm really hyped for it. I have to watch this. Like, first one that comes to mind.
The TakeOver, where one of the matches was Sammy and Nakamura.
You weren't hyped for HOH.
I mean, that's a different kind of hype, though. HOH's not really like a pay-per-view.
Yeah, we're specifically talking about pay-per-views, because, I mean, live shows are different.
See, I'm not hyped, but I am looking for something that's going to get me... Oh my gosh, okay? This is the match of the night, right there. I want something special.
You're not hyped for the NXT UK takeover that's coming up?
Yeah, I'll be hyped for it.
But, you see, this is where we're going to start, like, sputtering off into something else.
Why?
But, what's a show where you were just like, the inner mark, and you was like, man, I can't wait to watch this?
WrestleMania.
That's such a bullshit-ass answer. Everybody's going to say that.
No, literally. It's always WrestleMania.
Last
SummerSlam is my favorite. It's my favorite pay-per-view.
I thought it was Survivor Series.
No, it's...
You couldn't even say about the last WrestleMania, though. Oh, can't wait because Becky, Charlotte, and Ronda Rousey.
Yeah, you couldn't say you were excited before. You fell asleep during it.
But leading up to it, he was hyped up because it's WrestleMania. And then WrestleMania comes around.
I was up all night.
We were really hyped for the WrestleMania with Nakamura versus AJ Styles.
Sorry.
All of us asleep.
Except for me going, the match is supposed to get good, and then it just never happened. I was like, son of a bitch, I should have taken a nap.
I didn't sleep that night. Like, I was up. And I was tired. And that was a crappy day.
I'm trying to remember which.
I enjoyed fucking with Dave Keener's pop toys.
Yeah.
I kept on moving them around.
I'm trying to remember a pay-per-view, like, way back in the day where I was like, this is going to be amazing. It was...
In Your House 1.
That's not the answer I was going to give, but but I guess that's your answer?
No, not really. The card was horrible, but I wanted to see who was going to win the house.
It was the Halloween Havoc when Sting had his first match after he turned into the Crow Demon.
Here's one for you. It was the full, I think it was Fully Loaded back in 2000 or whatever when they had their triple main event.
Okay, hold up. I know the one pay-per-view that I was really, really hyped for because it was the first one ever. ECW Barry Legal.
Taz and Sabu?
Yes.
That entire... There was a problem with the... Oh, no, I'm not going to get into that.
Go ahead.
Let's bring it up.
Go on, bring it up. Don't talk
about it. Because Taz versus Sabu was... There was so much hype behind that match. That, like, by the time the match came around, I remember watching that going, it was a good match, but that's all it was. It did not live up to the hype that they had around it.
You didn't get hyped for the ECW pay-per-view?
Oh, I was very hyped about it. I was really... I think one of my favorite matches on there was, even though it was a squash match, was the Eliminators versus the Dudleys. The Eliminators fucking squashed them, but it was still... That was...
At the time, the Eliminators were the team.
Yeah.
If you don't know who the Eliminators are, John Cronus and Perry Saturn.
If you don't know who the Eliminators are, I don't want to talk to you. Like, that's basically...
I'm a big Pitbull fan. I like Gary Wolf and Pitbull too. And
What other pay-per-views come to mind?
For me... Not so much for any match in particular, but just No Way Out 2004 when Stone Cold came back.
That was awesome.
Yeah.
And then he whooped Bischoff's
ass. Why don't we go onto our page and ask people what was their hype?
We can't do that now. We'll keep that in mind for next time. Because we're going to get like the one...
It'll be like Tim Ellis and somebody else.
You don't need to post that up, then you can just message these people directly. It's faster. Because you already know who's going to answer. It's like, ooh, really? I get to participate tonight.
You don't know who put their opinions out.
These are things we should have done ahead of time. We will keep that in mind for next time.
But why is it always me to do it?
What do you mean?
We have a guy that runs the page.
What?
We have a guy that runs the page.
Yeah, good luck telling him to do stuff.
Yeah, but he doesn't care about the podcast. It's just a podcast.
Yes, we get zero comments.
I don't care about the podcast page, even though the Facebook page is part of the podcast.
I don't care about the podcast because you don't get comments.
Shh. We need some more pay-per-views. Okay. Here's one. The WrestleMania with... I don't know why I was excited about this. I think it was for the fact that I was expecting something epic. And they had a good match, but it was whatever. It was a WrestleMania where Michaels was going against Cena. And that match was set up by accident because Michaels was not supposed to be facing Cena. It was supposed to be Triple H, but then Triple H got injured.
Okay, I was hyped for King of Ring 95.
95? Wasn't 94 the one that Bret won?
No, that was 93. 94 was the only one.
What the hell was 95? Who won that one?
Mabel.
You were hyped for that one?
I was hyped for that one.
So how did
it was
you
a failure. It was a failure.
How did you feel about it afterwards?
I was like, this was horrible.
Who did you want to win?
I was hoping it was going to be like Taker or Shawn Michaels. And I hated Shawn Michaels. But I wanted somebody like Savio Vega, so. You know what I mean? So I wouldn't care if Savio won. You know what I mean?
Here's a pay-per-view. What about All In?
Oh, yeah.
That seems like such a... What do you mean?
I'm not hyped for it.
You were not hyped up for All In.
No. Like, I saw the card. The card looked good. But it wasn't like, oh, we've seen this already. But Cody versus Nick...
Nick Aldis.
Thank you, Aldis. For the title, that was cool.
But you keep mentioning that every single time. You keep saying, we've seen this before. What have you not seen in wrestling? You have been a fan for like 50 fucking years. Everything that you could possibly, like, you know, it's that is the argument that you use against everything that you don't like. Well, we've seen this before. Yeah, okay, the things that you do like, you've seen before. Like, you know?
Okay, I wasn't hyped for it, but was it a good pay-per-view? Yes, it was a good pay-per-view.
You did like Cody versus Meg.
I did.
That was a good match, even though, you know.
Cody blocked me at the time.
No, he blocked you after that show.
Was it after that show?
Yes, because then that's when you were like, fuck AEW, and then he unblocked you, and you're like, fuck AEW. Like,
no, I don't have... That pay-per-view wasn't... What's the new one they had?
Double or Nothing?
Yeah, the Don.
Double or Nothing?
Yeah, the Don. They call it the Don, don't they?
No, no one calls it Don.
The Don. It's the Don pay-per-view. Like...
So,
Wait, nobody calls it the Don?
No,
it's Why just, does everybody keep on saying the Don?
You mean D-O-N? Because that's what they...
Yeah, Donald?
It's just
Don.
Abbreviated, just to make it quicker. No one calls it Don.
I'm calling it Don!
That's like asking people, why do you say LOL? Like, you know, it's just... You know what it means, you're just saying it because it sounds funny. Because it makes you think of Trump. Like,
but nobody calls it the Don. It's like, hey, you watched the Don last night?
Oh my god, you're giving me a headache. Like,
if you don't like the Don, I'm upset.
What are you talking about? You didn't like the Don.
No, there were some good matches.
Can
I told you.
Please call it Double or Nothing.
Can I call it the Don?
No, you're not gonna get that over.
I'm getting it over. It's called the Don. Like, you know, like Godfather Don. He's the Don.
If it makes you like AEW a little bit more, you can call whatever the hell you want.
Okay. Deal.
Is that a deal?
All right, it's fire.
Yeah, see, we can work with that. Now you need to shut up. Like, stop it. Okay, we agreed with you. Now stop it.
What's the next pay-per-view?
All Out.
I can't do that.
Good.
CM Punk. Is it gonna show up? It's really like 50-50.
It really is. Like,
he'll
be totally trolling because it's him, but at the same time...
You know what would be good?
Okay, go ahead.
You know what would be good? If everybody's getting all hyped up and CM Punk like joins Ring of Honor and just comes out in Ring of Honor and fucks everybody over.
He's not going to do that. But... No, you know what he would do if you were to troll people?
Just be like a special guest referee or something.
No. He would just show up. He would just be in the seats. I'm here, guys! AEW!
He would totally fucking do that. Him and AJ just sitting ringside. Hard camera side. Oh,
can we ask him if he wants to sit with us at AEW pay-per-view? It'd be funny. You buy the tickets. You got money.
Yeah, you could be on our podcast. All right, moving along. We had
the Don.
Stop it. Shh. Wrestling this week. I don't want to talk about Raw. I want to... Actually, no. Okay, Raw, SmackDown. What happened this week in wrestling?
Okay, yeah. Let's talk about it.
The first thing that comes to mind, because it's the best thing in the WWE right now, is the 24/7 title. What happened with that belt?
Drake Maverick won it.
What?
Yeah.
How'd that happen?
He pinned R-Truth.
Dressing up as Carmelo.
I think one of
the funniest moments, though, was definitely, like, I forgot whose match it was during, but R-Truth and Carmelo were, like, sitting ringside, like, disguised. Like, in disguise.
Dude, that was funny.
Like, Carmelo was, like, fucking Charlie Chaplin, and he was, like, Benedict Arnold or some shit.
What was the one segment where... They were talking in the back, and R-Truth got stuck in the container.
Oh, yeah, I think that was, like, last SmackDown.
Yeah, and then...
And then fucking Ginger comes out, trying
to
pretend.
He's like, R-Truth, are you okay?
Right. That shit was so funny.
Oh, shit.
God, R-Truth was really making that fucking title worth seeing.
Oh, he's not done yet. Oh, he's going to be, like, 20-time champion by the time it's done.
Oh, yeah, he's going to have Raven numbers.
Oh, dude.
Definitely Ginger.
So, Seth Rollins kicked off the show with attacking everybody with chairs.
Oh, yeah.
So, he's going to be the new chairman. Move over, La Parca.
Upside. EC3 and Eric Young got screen time for once.
Oh my god.
Oh shit.
But I think the funniest part of EC3 was like, he basically was going to come out to be the ref for Baron Corbin's match, and then fucking Seth Rollins attacked him, and then the New Day came out and they basically used his body like Weekend at Bernie style.
Did EC3 have his cup with him?
So
I wish.
So, somebody rated this episode an A.
Really?
Yeah.
It wasn't bad. It's just, eh.
Okay, the 5-1 match, Baron Strowman, Ricochet, The Miz, Cesaro.
You just call him Baron Strowman?
No.
Is that? Yeah, you did. You said Baron Strowman.
Braun Strowman, Ricochet, The Miz, Cesaro, and Bobby Lashley. In a 5-way.
I cannot watch Ricochet the same way anymore.
Why?
Ever since the Facebook comment somebody put up where they said, I forgot what page this was from, but I'm sure it'll come up again, he said, yeah, I can't look at Ricochet the same way anymore. There is a video online that exists of him fingering his own ass. ... I've seen it. I was like,
okay, Ricochet won that match. And look, he's going to go
just
on
to clarify, what he does in the comfort of his own home is his business and ass.
I really don't care if he wants to play with his ass, his butt, still, his dick, whatever.
My personal opinion, ass play in general is just weird. I can't, like, you know, put my hands or mouth anywhere where someone's shit, you know what I mean? Or where the shit comes out.
Well, they're supposed to wash first.
I mean, still, like, there's the smell.
There's so just, now you want to...
There's the thought. There's just, you know what I mean? Like,
now I'm thinking about Clerks 2. I'm going to talk about ass to mouth, but hey. Thumbs up.
So, you do realize that every single time Ricochet comes on TV, the first thing that's come to mind is ass to mouth.
I swear to God.
Thank you, Kevin Smith.
The one and only ass to mouth.
I swear to God. I hope for his sake that chain doesn't get started.
So, so I'll tell you, that match was good. I enjoyed it. It was a great match. And they gave that an A, too. Holy shit. Thank you, Breacher's Report.
What other matches were there?
And then we got a women's match. It wasn't a match. It was addressed. I'm sorry. You got Becky Lynch addressed Lacey Evans. I'm bored. I think I was looking up something. I am tired of Becky Lynch.
I didn't realize that Lacey Evans was a Marine.
Oh, was she?
I did.
Yeah.
Oh, her character.
No, in real life.
Oh, in real life. She's a Marine. Oh, thank you for
somebody, is it because there was this one person commenting online, and we'll get back to where you're saying about Becky, was there's nothing hotter than a chick that could, like, run, like, X amount of miles and still have enough stamina to whoop your ass afterwards. It's like, man, I love Lacey Evans. No, so the Becky Lynch.
She's getting tired. Ever since her Twitter wars with...
She doesn't have as much momentum now because they're not really putting much of an emphasis on the women's evolution anymore.
Because Ronda's not around.
Exactly.
At least until Survivor Series, and they have the MMA horsemen.
Well, I didn't hear that Ronda was backstage with the four horsewomen at SmackDown.
Yeah, we'll get to that.
So the whole thing, like, Becky doesn't have that spark anymore. I think it's because of her and Seth Rollins together.
No, because
she's not trying.
She doesn't really need to try. It's like she basically accomplished her storyline already. So they're just.
But she needs to keep it going somehow.
Yeah, but that's not
Becky. Two belts can't do everything.
Yeah, but that's more so.
I know.
That's less. I mean, yeah. You know, she has to contribute to that, but that's more like the writers not having anything going forward.
See, that's when you work and try to push her over. Drake Maverick did that for himself, chasing down R-Truth. Dude, it wasn't WWE's idea to put pictures up of R-Truth.
Yeah, but that's because they're not really focusing on it.
Drake Maverick has more leeway in what he does because the writers don't give a fuck what he does.
Yeah, I mean,
so
with Becky, it's a little more specific because she's still like the lead woman in WWE.
I understand.
And now she's in that mainstream.
But now you want her to stay relevant, so she should pick a fight with somebody on Twitter.
That's what she does do, and
it's just
she's gonna stop picking fights with people who don't wrestle.
She needs to stop picking, like, she's doing exactly what she's supposed to be doing, which is not helping her out. Because I mentioned this a while ago, where when everybody was like, oh, she's the new Stone Cold, it was like, okay, I hate that comparison, but if we're going to go with that, Stone Cold won't be picking fights online. Like, yeah. he won't do that. Like, there are so many things that it's like, okay, you want to make her look like a badass, this is not working. Like, and then the whole thing of like, oh, well, everybody's going to know about her relationship with Rollins because of everything with social media, but, oh, let's not turn it into, like, reality TV material, you know?
So the wild card thing comes to mind again. So, Daniel Bryan and Rollins.
I fucking hate that thing.
What?
The wild card.
I hate the wild card thing, too.
But All it does is make
SmackDown even less important.
But it opens up more things that a tag team can come over and wrestle somebody.
You know what opens up more things? Marshall Brand's
back. If you do that, you're going to lose a lot of wrestlers.
You know what makes things better?
Not necessarily.
Better writing.
Yes, I'll take that. I'll take better writing. So Daniel Bryan speaks out on, and then the Viking Raiders came out. I hate that name.
The Viking Raider Experience.
Oh my gosh, I freaking hate
that name. They had screen time.
They had screen time. They squashed the jobbers. I hate it more because
there was no, like, specific reason why he changed this because, hey, I want to change it. Like, that's why I hate it even more.
Like, ugh. But I think somebody's going to be joining them very soon.
I don't think they need to make a statement for them.
No, it's a girl.
Oh, even better.
Because I heard she's doing promos in the back. You know who I'm talking about? Think about it. So that whole match got a C. Minus. So that's where the down point of it was AA, C minus, C minus. Now we're getting to Kevin and Sammy show. And then you had the whole New Jay.
Getting sick and tired of
New Jay.
New Day.
Getting sick and tired of Kevin Owens and Sammy getting their asses beat. What is the whole point of that?
No, dude, they're good athletes. They should be working together. They should be a tag team.
No. It's just, why do they keep losing? Why are they getting the MVP treatment?
Because Vince McMahon, you're not big enough. You're not skinny enough. We're going to make you job.
They had a good story. Owens had good momentum when he first came back, and then he turned heel again, and it just went downhill from there.
True.
Honestly, they should have just kept them face. It was actually working.
So, this whole show went down from two A's to C's. So, I don't know what came back. New Day versus Owen, Sammy, and Baron Corbin. I fell asleep watching that match and woke up.
Because Baron Corbin was in the match.
Woke up and I was like, eh. But they're giving it an A. I need to go back and watch it.
I can't even say anything bad about Corbin lately. I'm just like kind of indifferent with him lately. Which indifferent is an improvement from get this fucker off my TV. So, baby steps. But the thing that you were mentioning earlier about Ronda being backstage at SmackDown, like, what's your opinion on that? Do you think she was just visiting, or there was like another reason for it?
I don't know.
You don't know? What about you?
What?
You did not hear a single thing. Get off your freaking phone, man.
Sorry.
What do you think of the horsewomen, the being backstage or whatever, like, on SmackDown this week?
I mean, I'm pretty sure it was just for, like, a WWE 24 for Ronda, right?
What do you think is going to be... Do you think that they're kind of setting things up for Survivor Series?
I hope so.
It would really be in their best interest to do that.
I really hope so that's the case because, I mean, there's been teases here and there, but there's really been nothing. Like, absolutely nothing.
The horsewoman versus the MMA horsewoman, that's always been, like, kind of like... That seems to be their thing where they're like, we know this is going to do money. We're just going to hold on to this for right now.
I mean, it's basically a back pocket idea.
Yeah, but
some of them are just sitting on just in case shit doesn't work out.
Yeah, but at the same time, there's been a lot of things where they're like, people would think, okay, this is going to work, this is going to make money, and they just never fucking do it for whatever reason.
Mm-hmm.
But AJ Styles and Luke Gallows and Carl Anderson had a backstage segment together.
Yeah.
It had me laughing.
Were they doing like two sweeps?
AJ Styles asking the doctor, he's like, oh, can we can I return? And then out of nowhere, you see Gallows and Anderson come in, we're doctors. Hello, doctor? Doctor? And like, they're like, and then, like, AJ Styles is like, you lose too much. You know what I mean? Blah, blah, blah. You guys need to man up a little bit. You guys beat people. Now you're losing because you don't have the balls to do anything anymore. And so they took on the Usos, but lost. But it looks like AJ Styles is going to work with them and be a stable.
You really need to bring that back.
Yeah.
That was the best thing for them.
Dude, like, WWE doesn't like, hates working with things that work. And they worked in Japan.
Because that's what Vince McMahon loves to do. He's like, this isn't a challenge. This is guaranteed to work. I want to take things that's dog shit and make it work.
Dude, they screwed up the whole... Yeah, I agreed Matt Hardy, like, screwed up a little bit too. But the
speaking of Matt Hardy, that was a random appearance for him the other night. Remember when he comes out of the fucking room when Baron Corbin was looking for people to be a special guest referee, and he just randomly pops out?
Hey, look, he got airtime. Awesome.
It was just so random.
No, you know what? Maybe that's what Vince is thinking right now. Oh, speaking of, they posted again, like, oh, we're looking for more writers. Like, they're always just looking for writers.
There's no point. It does not matter how many more writers they bring in. At the end of the day, shit has to go to Vince, and he always gets the last word anyway. What's the point?
Being a writer in WWE has to be like the Amazon of script writing. You need to be a glutton for punishment to like deal with that shit.
What's the point of being a writer if none of your ideas pass, and most of the time it's always Vince's idea?
At like, the very last second.
You're literally getting hired to just give him suggestions that he won't take. It's like being hired to talk to your father-in-law.
So we're going to go right into Roman Reigns' promo. I don't know why he's on Raw, but okay.
Because wild card.
The wild card again, okay. So that segment got an A.
Oh, yeah?
Nah.
Well, what's your personal opinion on it?
I don't know, I'm still sleeping.
How was your nap?
Oh, I
do you give it an A?
No, I didn't give it an A. I still slept. And then you got Nikki Cross versus Nikki Cross and Alex Bliss. Alexa Bliss. Oh my gosh, I read his name. Oh my gosh, I said Alex.
Look, look. Take a deep breath.
I know.
Put your hands in the air. No. Alexa Bliss.
I know her name is Alexa Bliss. Versus the Ironics. His favorite group.
The Iconics. You're doing it again.
I know.
Take a breath. Take a break. Hey, JCL, let's talk for a little bit.
Sure,
give DB a break. See, I'm working with you. I called you DB.
Oh, thank you.
All right, cool, Dave.
Damn you!
All right, so let's talk about... And I was... I had it written down as this, so I'm all... Let's talk about Mike Kanellis' new contract.
Mike Kanellis?
Mike and Maria Kanellis. They just signed a new 5-year contract.
Yeah, that's not bad.
Didn't they ask for the release not too long ago?
No.
As a storyline?
Mm-hmm. No, I think they were...
They were working a storyline on 205 that they were going to leave.
No, they... Well, it was what they were posting up... Okay, yeah. But they were, like, posting up on social media and everything. Because it's the latest cool topic to talk about. Oh, wrestlers are tired, but they want to leave. So there's a lot of other wrestlers that have been kind of fucking around with the fans. Like, you know, it's like, oh, you know, let's see if I say that I'm interested in leaving, everybody's going to say I'm going to AEW. I mean, yeah, there are probably some that would want to do that. But, like, there's others.
Hello,
that...
who started talking about this weeks back? It's so annoying.
No. That's not what I'm talking about. You see, your assumption already is like, you don't say it like that. You go like, oh, it's all the fucking marks saying this stuff. No, yeah. This is what I'm saying. I'm saying that there are wrestlers Like, who the fuck... Who was it? It was, it's kind of like when Velveteen Dream, like, was talking about, like... Oh, you know, let's not blame the writers. Like, you know, it's all about the wrestlers. Because he knows that's a topic that's going to trigger conversation and get more people talking about him. And that's the whole point of being a wrestler on social media these days, is just pulling everybody's strings.
Mm-hmm.
So that's what Mike and Maria were doing. But they're kind of at the point in time right now where I don't think they give a
basically,
shit. They just want the money.
They were getting people talking to get them the clout and notoriety.
So that possibly they can negotiate more money, which is probably one of the things. Why do you think Randy Orton always does that? Like, he's always, like, you know, the whole thing, one of the topics where he was like, oh, he's open to the idea. It's like, well, I'm sure that he's open to the idea of making more money. Mm-hmm. But he's really doing that so Vince goes, hey, we need to give him more money. It's the same fucking shit that Brock does, which is why he's always on a year contract. You know? So... It's just, that's why more companies, regardless of people's opinions, are a good thing. Companies with money. If it was just independent companies, I don't think that Vince would give a fuck, because they can't offer the kind of money that WWE can offer. Like, so, they got a new contract, 5-year contract. Vince has been trying to get people locked down to 5-year contracts, because he doesn't want them to go anywhere. But then somebody else was mentioning online, one of the big topics was like, well, okay, that's great that you're offering all this money and that you want them locked down, but what are you going to do with them while they're under contract? You just don't want them to go anywhere.
Exactly. It's like, you know how younger kids, they always have like their toys around and they don't really give a shit what's going on with them until someone wants to play with them or something?
Yeah.
It's literally like that. I haven't touched this toy in like 4 months that's just been sitting in my room. But suddenly now you want to try and stuff. You know what? I think it's cool again. Give it fucking back. That's literally Vince and WWE's mentality with wrestlers.
Okay, DB, we know your opinion on that part, but I mean, okay, we'll talk about somebody who you do like a lot. Okay, you do like Mike and Maria, but what about Luke Harper? They need to do shit with him. I mean, regardless of whether people are saying, like, oh, they're saying he wants to go to another company. But while he's with WWE, they need to do something with it.
Have you seen my tweets going on?
I don't follow them because half of them you're just, like, talking about politics. I'm like, okay, that's cool.
No. Like, I went after Triple H and all that. So it would be great if you guys used Luke Harper. He's the best big man you got. And you keep on using Baron Corbin.
But it's not up to Triple H. It's up to Vince.
I haven't been there.
And Vince just so happens to like Baron Corbin for whatever reason.
I think Baron Corbin blocked me.
Baron Corbin blocked you?
Yeah.
Hey, so who did you get blocked? Who else did you get blocked by this week?
Who haven't you gotten
blocked need to, by? No, we need to... I'm telling you, we need to make this into a contest. Who can get the most blocks in a week? Silence.
Nope,
okay.
I still have Baron Corbin. Anyway.
And then we have Silence. Okay, so the next one is Scarlett. How do you... What's
Scarlett Boudoir.
Yes. She got...
Released by TNA.
She didn't get released.
Impact.
She asked for her release.
Yeah, she asked.
She was granted for her release. What was her reason for wanting to be released?
Because they...
AEW.
No, because they weren't paying her the amount that she should be getting, considering she was like a top star. She said she had to go back to basically waiting tables because they weren't paying her enough.
Well, that sucks.
Stop buying shit.
No, it has nothing to do with that. It's the fact that despite her being like one of their top stars, she's getting shit money.
What's so special about her?
She's like, she's a draw.
What is she drawing? You can't tell me. What does she draw?
She's a draw, Fran.
We're not mentioning anything because regardless of the answer, it doesn't take away the fact that you don't give a shit about her. So there is no point to this conversation. Let's move this on.
No. I was just joking. Yes, I know she's a draw. I was seeing what you will say, but you just said, she's a draw!
It's because it's your job to troll other people. Not the host that you work with on a weekly basis.
People laugh. Maybe.
Let me get some canned laughter in there. You know what? That's what I'm going to do. Every single time that you say something like that, I'm going to get the canned audience like, ah!
That'd be funny. I will laugh.
So, hopefully, wherever she goes, she'll
AEW. That she's... No, because, like, Killer Cross, he'll be going too. You know what I mean? He asked for his release too, and I think they're going out. Are they, like, together?
They're, like, engaged, aren't they?
Okay. I don't know, like, people's lifestyle, who's with who. So you guys tell me on here.
Unless they have it on the network in some reality show.
Yeah. But I do love the Divas.
This is, okay, you know what? This is going to be my one off topic. And I'm like, you don't like whenever people say, I don't care what they do on their own personal time. I don't care about this wrestler and who they date, this, that, and the other. But you love the reality shows on the network. Yeah, and it's the same thing.
You're not invested in what they do in their personal life, but at the same time, you fucking gush over Miz's TV show.
I do. I don't. It's funny.
So you're selective. Like, you're like, okay, fuck this person's life, but I want to know what they're doing.
I want to know what sheets the Miz and Maurice bought for their new house.
It's so funny because, like, one episode, like.
Here he goes.
No, he told his wife that he's going to go to the store. But the only thing he could do was buy it online. So he didn't want to tell her that he's going to buy it.
Fascinating.
He's not going to buy it online. So he ordered all the stuff. And it kept on going to the door. He goes, no, come over here. Because he's telling his wife.
I'm listening. Okay.
I'm listening.
But it was just funny. Like, it was a funny episode. And the dude rang the bell. And then she found out that he kept on buying online instead of going.
It's like, stop buying stuff on Amazon.
But, like, dude, they crack me up. I don't know what it is. I watch Total Divas. And I really don't care what they do, but I know it's there for entertainment. So I watch and laugh. You get what I'm saying?
So, you look at it as in, like, this is reality TV, but reality TV is fake news, so it's really just entertainment.
Yeah.
Okay.
Makes sense, right? Huh. You'll sit, if you sat down and watched the Miz TV, I bet you'll enjoy it.
Watch the Miz TV. I like the Miz, but not enough to watch a reality TV show.
Do you think he's going to retire soon?
No, he's got a good 10 years left.
I'm hearing others that he's got 2 years left and he's done.
Miz?
Yeah.
No.
He's just hitting his stride like right now. Why would he do that? That doesn't make any sense.
What's next?
So AEW's TNT, you know, their TV deal, it's going to be for 2 hours.
Not bad. I hope it has some story to it. I hope it's not boring.
Of course it's going to have a story to it. That's what wrestling shows are all about, or storylines.
I don't want to see Cody's boys always winning. Nothing against, like,
seeing Vince's boys always win.
Okay, back to this. I don't want to see Cody's boys winning all the time. They got other talent in that locker room that can do so much better than Omega. You know how much I don't like Omega.
Omega got his ass beat at the last show. So that kills your whole argument. And what do you think they're gonna do with
the Young Bucks won, didn't they?
They lost
the titles just recently.
Yeah, but they're gonna have people. It's like you're essentially saying that every single time they win, every time they win, it's gonna lead them.
No, I'm not gonna.
Cody versus Dustin was an amazing match. Okay, regardless of like who the fuck won.
Dude, I want to see good matches. I don't want to see Hangman Page winning the first title.
I don't really see that happening.
They're trying to push him like he's like the biggest name.
Well, Hangman is good.
He is good.
You like him.
I do like him. But I don't want to see like that, oh, dude, we're going to push him, give him the title. Give it to Jericho. He has a bigger name to it.
Yeah, but that's a double-edged sword because then you have the other side of the IWC that says like, oh, well, fuck Jericho, because people want to give shit about Brock Lesnar being old, and Jericho's, like, you know, really old. Like,
but
there's two sides to the argument. They're working with what they have right now.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and everybody joking about, oh, well, you know, this person wants to sign this. They're going to be signing more people. It's going to happen. I mean, okay, put it this way. They could do everything right. They could theoretically do everything right. Not every company is perfect. They're not perfect. There's probably things that we could criticize about that.
They need Austin Aries.
They could do everything right, and it's not going to matter for some people. It's like when the one conversation that somebody had where it was like, oh, well, all out. Or all out. Like, they sold out or whatever. I think it's a bit of overkill, personally, when Meltzer was like, oh, there's more demand than WrestleMania 35. Okay. There's a topic of conversation that could be made off of that. WrestleMania 35. Yes, I know. WrestleMania 35. The tickets are more expensive. Bigger arena. Like, yeah. You know, there's... The AEW show, small arena, cheaper seats.
There's so going anybody to be can sell out
more. It's still an accomplishment for them, regardless, because, like, you know, that's still their third sellout show.
Mm-hmm. But StubHub has them all.
It doesn't
so
matter.
So buy your tickets on StubHub.
When the show comes around, you're still going to see a full arena compared to. Oh, let's do selective camera pans. Let's tarp this. They're doing better than Stomping Grounds. There's no arguing that.
Dude, if I had a ticket to go to them, I will go see the Stomping Grounds. It's like buy one, get one free. I'll go see that.
Because there's so many unsold tickets.
But it's the fans crying, bitching.
You're not going to go to a show just because it's cheap. You want to? Are you hyped for Stomping Grounds?
No, I'm not hyped for
exactly.
Stomping
Grounds. Well, then why the hell would you go to it? I'm going to go to it because even though the show sucks... Oh, I could get in for, like, next
level. Well, you don't know if that match is going to be, like, the best car match in the world. Like you said earlier, Great Balls of Fire. Horrible name. Great pay-per-view. Could this be a great pay-per-view?
No.
We don't know. Saying no, but Great Balls of Fire. Do you think that was going to be a great pay-per-view?
There was...
Hmm? Say no.
Shush!
Say no.
I'm not saying anything right now. You're making me think. I don't want to think right now. We're talking about wrestling. There's no need to think so much. Great Balls of Fire was a fun show because even though it had a really lame-ass name, it was still amusing. There's nothing catchy about Stomping Grounds. Like, it's just... It's fucking bullshit. Like, you can't even make fun of that. Like, you know, there's just... So there's not even the charm involved in, like, you know, the curiosity of, like, what are they going to
do? You don't think Samoa Joe versus Ricochet is going to be a great match?
But what difference does it make? Like, they can, like, here's the other thing. They can have really good matches, but, like, where's the emotional investment into
it? What if something happens at Stomping Ground, like an invasion?
That's not going to happen.
You don't know.
You don't know either! You like to know things ahead of time. You like the spoilers. Well, here's a spoiler alert.
Yeah.
Jack shit happens.
So when Stomping Grounds becomes the best pay-per-view ever.
Hold on a second.
Okay, all right, let's make this better.
Wait.
When Stomping Grounds does prove that it's trash, I want you to do something for me.
What?
I can't think of it right now.
Wait.
Well, trust me, I'll come up with something.
Wait. This entire time... Oh my god, I did not want to do this, but we're going to do this right now. This entire time, for the last god knows how many episodes, you've been saying, I need to know ahead of time. I need to know this. I need to see the previews for this movie, this, that, and the other. And now you're
They did give you a preview. They gave you the matches. That's the preview.
Yeah, and guess what? The matches kind of sucked.
But you don't know. Baron Corbin might be like that top-notch, what's his name, Moose match.
Oh my god, put a freaking bowl to my brain.
Dude,
oh,
you're
my
friend, he could be Moose.
You're my friend. But you make it really hard for me to not want to strangle you sometimes.
hold up.
With kindness.
Hold up, question. You said Moose is not a great wrestler.
I didn't say
Moose. I know Baron Corbin's not a great wrestler either.
Okay, I've never said Moose wasn't a great wrestler. He was subpar. Now he's like average.
Okay.
He can Baron be carried Corbin, to a decent match.
Yeah.
Baron Corbin is not. But if he has the match of the year, you're going to be like, fuck, I missed
He's not going to have the match of the year, okay? And how would you know anyway? Because you're going to be watching Stomping Grounds, you're going to fall the fuck asleep.
No, because I might, his match
and
might
this time
be,
I won't be there to wake you up.
But his match might be on when I'm here doing the interview with Dave Dahl.
You need to get into politics because you make no sense.
No, we got the. I have it. We have an interview with Dave Dahl.
No. I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about everything leading to you saying that. So that conversation there. Oh, by the way, we have an interview. Where does that even come in?
Because I'm not watching the pay per view live. Where are we at?
We actually skipped this. Okay, so we didn't mean to talk about Stomping Grounds, but we kind of jumped over this topic. So who just committed suicide recently?
Oh, Lionheart, British wrestler.
From 1CW, right?
Yes. He left a speech from a TV show. Like something that we thought when...
Did you say it kind of reminded you of Ultimate Warrior on Raw?
Yeah. The Warrior on Raw. So, it was weird. I don't know the TV show. It's called Afterlife.
Yeah.
So, Afterlife is a black comedy drama web television show starring Ricky Gervais. Is that how you pronounce his last name?
Yeah.
On Netflix. Oh, it premieres on March 8th. So, it's on Netflix, Afterlife. Check it out, people. Okay. And don't write a suicide note. One day, you will eat your last meal. You will smell your last flower. You will hug your friend for the last time. You might not know it's the last time. That's why you must do everything you love with passion. So that was his last message before you commit suicide.
Well, suicide note. I mean, this is kind of clear cut right there.
Yeah. Adrian McCallum, I don't know, but he was a ICW heavyweight champion. Rest in peace, man.
Yep.
Sucks you had to die this soon.
Condolences to his family.
So, if we're talking about this, yesterday was Trent Acid's, anniversary of his, death day.
Yeah.
I just want to bring that up, but, hey. Rest in peace to Trent Acid. You are still missed in the wrestling world.
And rest in peace, Lionheart.
Yes.
Sorry you couldn't fight your demons.
It sucks. It really does. It's...
And I don't know if I asked you this already, but you said he was currently, at the time, holding 3 titles?
I think he was. That's what somebody wrote. I don't know because... Because
I couldn't get a clarification. I didn't know if he was, like, the former 1CW champion or the current 1CW champion.
Yeah, I'm totally confused on that, too. Yeah.
What's the one thing that you were mentioning was,
I always see... All right,
you mean ICW? No.
Oh, ICW, sorry.
1C is in Delaware.
My bad. But, I always had, like, that question about stuff like that. Like... When, like, your wrestler, like, legit dies, who's holding a title, how do you, like, storyline-wise, go into, like, the process of, like, crowning a new champion? You know what I mean?
Well, it depends on each company. I'm sure that some place... Yeah. Can you imagine that one show where it's like, well, so-and-so had to vacate the title because he's not... You know, it's... Yeah, how do you do that tastefully?
So, I don't know.
What did they do for Benoit?
He wasn't holding a title.
Oh, that's right.
No, but they mentioned, like, they mentioned when they were talking about it, like, they were just like, you know, whatever. It was planned. Stephanie McMahon actually, like, admitted that he was planning to win the belt, and it just didn't happen, so.
So, I'm reading up on him. Back in 08, he wrestled our favorite wrestler, Nigel McGuinness.
I thought you were about to say Mike Dowell.
For the Ring Honor World Championship, I had one pro wrestling show in Triple Threat with Keith Matt. I don't know. And then he wrestled Jeff Jarrett at TNA in 2011 in Glasgow, Scotland. And he did a dark match on WWE SmackDown Liverpool against our favorite PJ Black, Justin Gable.
I'll have to ask Mark Haskins if he actually wrestled, because he was UK, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. But, yeah, it was, yeah, I'm going to have to... I'll Facebook it later.
That'd be cool.
So
I'm going to look up more about him, because I like looking up more, because it's hard to watch a lot of British wrestling here in the States. You know what I mean? Then...
Soak it up. There's a lot of stuff that you can find on YouTube, yeah, though. There's like a surprising amount of UK wrestling on YouTube.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
We have one of the things that you were mentioning earlier was, so who's the new H2O champion?
Oh, one of my... See, this is the guy you guys have to keep your eyes on. He's up-and-coming star, Chuck Payne. He's big as hell. He could be like the next Braun Strowman. He's a monster. You know what I mean? Big guy. Really cool dude to hang out with.
Okay. This is something that you mentioned. And, because every single time you talk, like, you know, through your,
connections?
Not connections.
Oh.
Through your, indie tour that you've been doing this year, like, you know, it's
my,
like,
indie tours.
Oh, I gotta go to all these shows, which is cool. Like, you know, it's good, but you always mention, like, this person looks good, but you mention that for a lot of people. I mean, there's a lot of people who are wrestling, like, they have to have some kind of skill to even be at that point.
Yeah, but somebody to watch for.
But what separates those people? Like, what separates big guy to big guy? Like, you know.
Gimmick and skills.
What do you like?
I'm not a big man guy, you know what I mean? I'm more of the average wrestler, like Bret Hart, stuff like that.
Okay, so name...
I didn't like the Diesel kind of type.
So name a big guy where you're like, man, this guy's awesome.
He has... Oh, dude. Right now. He does, but we're going to go back a minute. I liked Kane. I liked Taker. You know what I mean? Braun Strowman. You know what I mean? These are the big guys that have talent. You know what I mean? This guy right here, Chuck Payne, dude, he has potential. He was trained by, Mike Keener. He's a Keener family member, you know what I mean? Like, he, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So, you know, guys coming out of the Keener camp are good guys. They can wrestle. You know what I mean? That's what the
Keener camp.
The Keener camp, yeah. Like the guy we had on recently, we had, why can't I think of his name? Why am I blanking?
Well, anyway.
No, whatever. But, like, there are certain people that, wow. Chuck Payne, he's going to keep on doing independent scenes, but if somebody's looking for a big monster, I think he's one of the guys you have to look at. He just won the title. He has potential. He has a lot of charisma. See what else he can do. You know what I mean? He just won the H2O. Matt Tremont's not going to give it to anybody. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So, congrats to Chuck Payne. I wish I was there for that one.
We'll have to get him on sometime.
Yeah. I'm going to plan on talking to him in the future.
So, what is... Hey, JCL, what's your opinion on this? Matt and Ruby having another kid.
She is so determined to lock this dude down. Like,
locking him down.
Kane Maxwell wasn't enough. Like, jeez. Like, we get it, Ruby. Like, he's your husband. You won. No one's trying to come after him.
Lead us by behind you.
Like, let the dude fucking breathe every once in a while.
Oh, don't worry. They're probably going to have about six more.
Oh, God.
They want to get a...
No, she wants to get that many.
They want a big, giant Hardy family that They got a wrestling ring in the house. Train them all.
So they can restart Omega Wrestling.
I think they're just trying to be the next Hart Foundation.
No, don't do that. God. No, that is a bad thing. They want to be the first Hardy family.
Jeff has 3 kids, I think. How many kids does Jeff have?
Jeff has any kids?
Yeah.
Jeff has kids.
Yeah, Jeff has kids. They're girls, right?
He's got like 2 daughters, right?
Yeah. Oh, yeah! Could you see Jeff's daughter coming out as Lita?
Oh my god, I'm just now imagining. Could you imagine a wrestling foundation? Like a Hardy's. The Hardy Dynasty?
All of them going around going, delete!
Delete!
Jesus.
Oh yeah!
And like each kid is born with like different versions of their gimmicks and personalities.
Version 1, bitch!
Like you have like the version 1 kid, and then you have like the broken one, and then you have like Willow.
Do you have one kid where it's like, oh look, he laughs like you? Yeah!
Yes!
Oh, we gotta move on.
Don't you see this? Go on, Ruby, you can do it.
Speaking,
10 more kids.
Speaking of horror flicks, so Bret Hart's gonna be in a horror flick with Corey Feldman.
Yeah, it was, what was the movie's name? I just had it like 5 minutes ago on my... It was like Tales of the Dead Zone.
Tales of the Dead Zone. Does it even say what Brett's supposed to be doing in the film?
No, he has a gun in his hand.
Oh, is he the cop?
I think so.
Is he the sharpshooter?
I think he is the sharpshooter.
His cop nickname better be sharpshooter. I swear to God.
Brett the sharpshooter.
Another missed opportunity is whatever's killing him doesn't say you screwed yourself.
Oh my gosh. I didn't screw you. You screwed yourself!
And when he makes his appearances, it needs to be like a dramatic orchestra version of his theme song. Or like in the cop cars, WWE theme is just conveniently playing.
Is it going to be like that one commercial where the kid like yells down the hall?
Hold up. I think there's a preview.
No, don't play the preview right now.
Oh, no. Oh, wait. It's 2 minutes.
Don't play the preview right now.
This is just horrible.
It sounds like a porno. Turn that shit off.
That's your reality.
Oh my gosh, that's so horrible.
It was just a picture of Corey Feldman. Of course it's horrible.
Oh my gosh, that's like an F-rated movie.
And you know what? You want to watch it.
I do.
You want to see how horrible it is.
Yes. I will sit down and watch this movie. And I just want somebody to come by to make sure I'm alive at the end of it. Woo! It's just bad acting.
So with the G1...
G1!
Jon Moxley is getting blocked from the U.S. shows. From that block of matches.
Why?
Because with the deal with AEW is he can do American indie shows, but like major like company shows he can't do in America.
So
that's
he can't.
Why he's doing B Block, which is in Japan.
Okay, so
he's still in the G1. He's just not on the America version.
So okay, so I need to find the Japanese version.
Yeah, because like G1 is basically broken out into 2 like tournament brackets.
Mm-hmm.
You have A Block. And then which is usually like American.
Like why?
I think it's in Dallas this year. And so B Block.
So why doesn't that make a deal with AEW because they haven't?
Really... No, because remember AEW tried to do like a partnership with New Japan. And New Japan was like, "Nah, I'm going to stick it out with Ring of Honor." And this is like maybe like a good month or two before Ring of Honor started like getting crappy. So they kind of like. Screwed himself, low-key.
Well, one of the things that somebody else was mentioning, they were saying, oh, so when WWE does this stuff, oh, like, you know, it's not fair, but when AEW does it, it's like, oh, well, we can work with that. Well, there's an argument to be made with that for the fact that WWE probably won't, they probably would have said, okay, you know what? It's not that you can't work the New Japan US shows, you can't work New Japan, period. But that's what they would do.
Yeah. Because remember, he's still like the IGWV.
Yeah, IWGP. I get it. But, I mean, the whole thing is that this goes back to whenever we talk about, like, you know, oh, the contractor status, like, you know, what places they could work for. When it comes down to it, the companies can do whatever they want. They could have told him, like, you know, you can't work any shows, you know, but they're not going to do that. Because that would kill the whole point of, like, why Moxley wanted to sign anyway, because he probably would have been like, well, fuck you guys, I want to work the indies freely for X amount of time, and then I'll join you guys. I think this is basically their way of saying, we'll let you do this up until this time.
Yeah.
You know?
There's basically everybody in contract right now.
So you're saying AEW is locking them up in prison?
No, not necessarily.
Like WWE did.
He still has freedom, because, I mean, AEW hasn't started yet, so...
They still have more flexibility. Because, I mean, so if you look at what WWE does, I mean, they have partnerships with certain places. Like, you know, they'll do the stuff with Evolve and, like, some other companies. But...
That's basically the same thing with AEW.
There's less flexibility there. I think probably one of the places that you could actually work the most would be, like, Impact.
Yeah.
Because you see Impact people, like, work a lot of places. So... But then it comes down to which place is going to offer more money, which place has more what is the hot topic right now?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, the fact that we had an episode called T-Shirt Company get, like, our highest views in, like, months, I mean, you know, and that goes to show the power of their product right now, because people either like it or they love to trash it. But, like, you know, they say about stuff going on with whenever people mention things with Vince McMahon, it's like, he just cares that his name is out there, you know? Mm-hmm. So, but yeah, so he's, who do you think he's going to drop the belt to before he's done with them, basically?
Who do you think he's going to drop it to?
Yeah.
Probably Juice.
You think he's going to go back to him?
Probably. I mean, I can't really see him losing to anybody outside of Juice. It's not like he's going to be dropping the belt to fucking Jay White or some shit.
God. Jay. Oh, no! You predicted the...
Oh, you just did a Simpson.
Oh, well.
Don't!
All in all, though, the block... I mean, both cards for G1 look great.
Oh, my
great.
God, it is amazing.
Right? A block has some pretty good matches I want to see. Okada versus Tanahashi. That's always good.
Yeah.
Ibushi and his first appearance ever debuting for New Japan, Kenta, formerly known as Hideo Itami. We got Will Ospreay versus Lance Archer. That's probably going to be up your alley.
Mm-hmm.
Evil versus Bad Luck Fail. That's probably also going to be good. And another one is probably going to be up your alley. Sonata versus Zack Sabre Jr.
Hmm.
And then on B block, we have Juice Robinson versus Shingo.
Okay.
A match I'm looking forward to. Ishii versus Jeff Cobb.
Ooh, Jeff Cobb.
Yeah.
I felt bad when I met him for the first time.
Yeah, I did not. I knew from the get-go he was going to be big. I didn't expect him to get this big.
When I met him, and I was like, I didn't know who you were. Good job, dude.
But it was funny that when we finally did see him, though, because when we were looking up information, it's like, my God, he's actually been around for a while.
Yeah.
Like, you know.
It sucks. How many people over in California we don't know anything about?
Mm-hmm.
So, it's...
Moving on.
It's one of the reasons why I'm working on to doing podcasts. Anyway.
I'm just going to do the first round. I'm not going to do the whole card.
Yeah.
Moving on, we got Gato versus Jay White.
Okay.
Franz flavored New Japan wrestler. And then lastly, we have John Moxley versus Tachi.
Okay. Sounds like a good card.
That's a really good opening to start with. Like,
oh, God. Does this mean that eventually we're going to see a... Jay White beat Moxley.
Yeah, a lot of the Moxley matchups, though, are pretty darn good. Like, I'm actually really excited for some of these.
Okay, what's next?
That's it. So, was there,
Oh, we're done. This is like, goodbye, we're done.
No. Was there, were a couple, like, what's one thing that you were mentioning earlier that we just didn't write down?
I don't remember.
Okay, it doesn't really matter. Let's get our shout-outs out of the way.
Oh, we're doing shout-outs. I would like to shout out Nerds of Wrestling.
Happy birthday to Monty.
Happy birthday, Haystack. We miss you, man.
Oh, dude. That sounds great.
Are you going to give a shout-out to Philly's Most Wanted?
Hell yeah. PMW for life. Shout-outs to Geechee Geechee Ace Porter.
Sellout.
I'm not a sellout.
He sold in.
I didn't sell out. I bought in.
Are you calling Monty?
I'm hoping he answers. He sent me a message. This time. No, I'm hoping he answers.
He's busy doing manly things.
Like butt stuff?
Your call has been no, that's where she's
Also, another shout out to Joey Knox, the other member of PMW. Looking forward to more matches with you guys in the future. PMW for life.
I can't wait to make you guys I want to shout out
to also, also, I'm looking for challengers in 2K19 for my belt, the WC MOC Open Weight Championship.
You don't want to play
me. So if you're feeling froggy, leap.
Shut the fuck up. We'll get this done right now.
Okay, bet. Let's go.
No, because I won't get my ass beat.
You don't want to face me. So.
What are you talking about? You'll just run out of the ring.
Yeah, your bull hit and run strategy is great.
That's my miss strategy. Winning!
Winning! So, I would like to talk about the Instagram podcast interviews. Dates?
No. Hold on. We still have a couple more shout-outs.
Oh, we do?
Oh, yeah. Shout-outs to Wrestle Cave and Market Club. Forgot.
And, Oh,
WrestleManiacs.
Because this is Monty's birthday. Double dropkick. Two cool guys who love wrestling. Do they even have a podcast? I don't even know. Well, if they do, shout out to them. Shout out to Josh Ho, James Weiss,
George Palomino.
Yes, the man who does nothing.
Keener.
Keener.
He added something else. And nobody listens to the podcast. George Palomino.
The master of fake news, George Palomino.
Shout out to Walker for always being one of our listeners.
Walker, our all-time top listener. That is awesome.
I mean, thank you to... No, really, thank you to everybody that's out there.
Thank you for putting up with our shit.
Thank you. I bet your boy Joe listens to us, too.
All the time. And Mark, the guy that you talk to. He keeps talking about it. He's like, dude, I want to be on a show. There's a few people I've been talking to where I think they would be good for a show.
Oh, my gosh.
We need to get... This is gonna be a running gag until we actually get it. The Ooh La La interview. Because he lives in your freaking neighborhood. Like, you know.
Who's doing a lot of those?
I mean, you're probably gonna Uber him one day, like.
Oh, that'd be great. Dude. Oh, hold up. Why is not the speakers working?
Hello?
Oh, the call ended.
You hung up on Monty?
I didn't hang up on Monty. The phone just acted weird.
You hung up on Haystack.
I didn't hang up on Haystack.
Monty is too manly for
Monty's
the phone.
Monty's too manly for the phone. It just knew it was calling Monty. It's like, oh, God. No, I'm not pretty enough. I have to dress up and dial up before I can call him again. That's what your phone is saying.
Let's see if he gets this.
Oh, my God.
He just called me back. We're playing so much phone.
Yeah, you're about ready to mark out. There he is.
Do you want to walk in the house now, Monty?
If he answers, you gotta edit in a clap.
No, but it's not working.
Oh, now you gotta edit in the sad awing crap.
Oh,
and then he's gonna call back.
Yeah.
Well, we'll find out what happens.
Yeah.
So I was hoping we'll get him on for 5 minutes.
Dude,
why don't get him on? Mark and Joe and Billy and Bobby and Jackie and Joe.
And Jermaine and
Tito. And Michael.
Eventually.
It would be great to have him on.
And who's the other guy? Who was it? Oh, yeah, Stewie. Stewie's another one. He's the one that said... I support LGBT and the ones that don't, fuck you. I'm like, yeah, that's not gonna lead to an argument, but yeah, and a shout out to him too. He's a regular on our page also.
That's good. I like you guys. You guys keep on doing what you do, and If you guys want to help with the page, let's help with the page. I would like to say thank you to Jamac.
Why are you calling me Jamac? My name is JC.
Because you call me Dave.
That's fair. He doesn't bother me.
Yeah. Scratch your pants.
What?
Scratch your pants.
Yeah, it's not going to work.
Yeah, you're just trying to play it off because we're on live.
It's like, no, the willpower is there.
The willpower is there. You give me that moment.
Okay, challenge accepted.
Challenge accepted.
Challenge accepted.
Okay.
I
can't do it with these pants. There we go.
Oh, God, that's kind of making me cringe. We got interviews scheduled. What's the next one?
Okay. So, we're looking at the Insigori podcast interview dates. June 23rd, it's Sunday, with Daredevil Dave Dahl.
That is a mouthful.
Wow, and you said that perfectly.
Did I really?
Yes.
Oh my God.
But you can't say Ricochet.
Ricochet.
Well, he can now. He's had practice enough.
Yeah.
June 30th, we got Colossus Mike Law. ECWA. I know ECWA is not around anymore. But
that headset's broken, by the way.
He stepped on it.
I'm kind of sad.
Here's one. It's on a Tuesday. We had to move it to Tuesday. July 9th, Killian McMurphy.
Awesome.
Yes. Ooh. Yes, that's Sonny's, Sonny Kiss's fiance. And then we got July 21st, Greg Spitz.
I still can't get over that name.
Yeah.
Greg Spitz.
What's his actual name? Can we just call him that?
Greg Spitz. He goes by that name, Greg Spitz.
His actual last name is Spitz.
Yes.
And his tag team partner, Tommy Swallows.
You suck.
No. It'll be cool for him.
Tommy Swallows.
Because
like
now,
bird theme wrestler.
No, because like now we had the whole Brian Socher on already.
Yeah,
you know what
yeah,
I mean,
yeah.
And again, putting Greg Spitz on together.
You mean Mark Smart?
Smart, yes.
That's an. I still think that's an awesome name.
It is awesome name.
Mark.
I originally found out who gave him that name. It was my friend Kevin Hook. Kevin Hook one day said, you should be Mark Smart. And that's where Mark Smart came from. From a backyard wrestling. July 28th, we got nobody. So, my plans with the interviews.
July 28th, I will not be here.
I know, but I'm trying to put in something good for that week.
Because that's my birthday.
Yes, I know it is.
The
Happy birthday.
25.
So, my plan is.
Oh, it's all downhill from there.
Anytime WWE has a pay per view, I'm not scheduling an interview.
Okay.
You know what I mean? Because I want to give us a 1 week out of that whole month to give. You know what I mean?
To be
unless
fans
we,
again.
Unless we finally land that one huge interview where you're just like,
correct.
Dude, we have to take this one.
Yes.
We finally got. The Blue Meanie.
Something like that. If we get a big WWE, somebody that's over the top, that's been in this business longer than shit, I'm down to do it anytime they want to do it.
It doesn't even have to be WWE. It could be somebody on the indies, too.
Just... Yeah, a big name in the indie scene. You know what I mean? Somebody that can put our name out there a little bit more.
I swear, though, one day if you're going to be like, dude, guess what? Guess what we got for the next show? Jay White. Wait, why are you jumping out the window?
So, we're not even done yet. July 28th, I'm still working, trying to figure out who will take that spot.
Yeah.
But I want to start doing August, though, and SummerSlam is the 11th, so we'll do one interview August 7th. I think it's 7th or one of them.
As long as it's not August 5th, because that's my birthday, the big 3-8.
Yeah, I know it's your birthday, man.
I know, because you have it all saved. That's why, okay, I think it was last week where you're like, what's my birthday? I said, hold on a second, I got to check on Facebook. Exactly what you did. You didn't know off the top of your head either.
No, I have everybody's birthday in my phone.
Where did you get those?
I got them from last year when it was your birthday.
It syncs to Facebook. It syncs from Facebook because my phone does it too.
It's okay.
No, this is my...
It's okay. There's no shame in it.
My phone's not
it's
hooked.
It's okay if you don't remember people's birthday. I don't.
My phone is not hooked up to... my phone's
reason,
not hooked to
the
Facebook.
The only reason I remember my mom's birthday is because it's the password to the laptop.
Oh, don't say that.
I'm just kidding.
Did you hear that? Did you hear that, Mrs. Jamak's mom? Did you hear that? I know you heard that. I'm all set for you.
Mrs. Jamak's mom.
What are you, five?
Mrs. JCL's mom.
No, it'll be the fourth.
Gotcha.
Yeah. But I won't try to put anything on that day. Because I wouldn't do it on my birthday either. Yeah, I would. Because I put all this stuff handwritten into my phone. Because I remember days. You guys told me your birthdays. I put them in.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? I didn't use Facebook because I don't want Facebook on my phone. I hate... Because then everybody on my freaking Facebook birthday will be on here. And I don't want that shit. You know what I mean?
But everybody needs to get a little love from DB.
Thank you. Thank you, FL. But yeah,
you know what I miss? I miss the old intro. This is DB Richards.
How did it go? Welcome to the Itsugori Podcast. I'm your
I'm your host.
I'm your host.
No, you used to go. Welcome to the Itsugori Podcast. I'm your host, DB Richards. Fran
and
JCL.
I miss my
and Hayes.
I miss my version of the intro. What the fuck is up, Buttercups? It's your boy JCL coming at you with the Insta Great Pockets with my band, Fran and DB Richards. We got news, results, and much, much more.
You totally forgot Haystack Casey.
This is pre Haystack.
And then you have Haystack Hastings.
How'd you do it when I was like out sick last year?
I think
you're watching Insta Great Pockets. This is Fran and JCL. We have news results.
You did have Haystack.
The one episode I remember that was without you was the one where you were talking about Finn Balor's pyro. That's the only way that I remember that episode.
That's still one of my favorite episodes because just the thought is hilarious. whenever he popped his collar during his jacket during his entrance, if pyro shot up.
Okay, back to the dates.
Look, I forgot. Thank you for reminding me, because I have to do that now on custom entrances when I get home.
So, finishing off the dates, I'm going to try to get Chubby Dudley back on, but on a regular podcast. Right. We're going to get him on to talk wrestling.
I'm going to make that entrance and send it to you.
If I don't do it first.
Are you down with that?
Yeah.
So, November 23rd, I got Icons of Wrestling with Chubby Dudley, a.k.a. Bay Ragney, and Daredevil Dave Dahl is coming to our table, too.
Awesome.
You know what I mean? I'm not done. We're going to still put more people on there. We're just waiting for DW.
So if anybody's got $2,000, hand it over so that we can book some. Oh, my God.
No, I'm waiting for Chubby to say something about DW. If I can get DW and Chubby Dudley together, dude, tag team right there.
Yeah, that'd be pretty awesome.
You know what I mean? So I'm gonna ask Chubby if he will come on one of the days we'll do a regular podcast and have some fun.
Alright, sounds good.
Yeah, that'd be cool.
We're gonna wrap things up and so we got two shows next week. The interview and our podcast episode.
Yeah, Sunday we got Daredevil Dave Dahl. And
then on sometime during the week. Okay, so lately it's been Wednesday. It's not guaranteed. It's just we try to do episodes every week. But it'll probably be on Wednesday. So
till you get to the point that you can start get that part of the job that you're trying to get, and then we can do what we gotta do.
Yay.
But the Dave Dahl interview was scheduled wrong because Backlash was supposed to be Father's Day. So they canceled Backlash and brought in Stomping Ground. So they switched the dates. So when I offered the interview, Dave Dahl, they already had that switched.
I noticed that the more times that you say Dave Dahl, it's kind of like your system is crashing. It's like Dave Dahl,
So, Dave Dahl, if I did the interview, it would have been last week. But everything got mixed up, so we're doing it this Sunday. Seven or eight.
We're going to make it easier for you. Instead of calling him Daredevil Dave Dahl, just call him Triple D.
Triple D.
Yes, exactly.
Triple D. Will you be there? Your word.
Arr, walk the plank.
If you are there for the paper, for the interview, it would be awesome to have you here.
Okay.
Because you're friends.
I know.
You might have one question to ask.
One question to ask the wrestler I've never heard of?
Why don't you look him up?
I will.
No, you know what? That's what we're going to do. One of my friends on Facebook, he goes every single time I mention a wrestler. It's not even a wrestler we've interviewed. It could be anybody. It could be like a musician.
Yeah.
It'll be like, okay. It was a time when I think my ex was interviewing the bassist from Fozzy or something.
Mm-hmm.
And my friend goes, you know what you should have asked? Hey, you're the bassist from Fozzy. Who the hell are you? It's like, that's great that you're this person, but I don't know who you are. Like, so tell me more about you. So,
and that's why I get these interviews together. And when we bring them in again, we know who he is. And then we can just ask other questions.
Yes.
Yes.
See? That's why. You got it.
Bing, bing, bing.
Did you hear that?
Yeah.
It doesn't work because I still have hair.
I'm not going to have gray hair because it's all going
to
fall
So out I wish him. Monty answered his phone because I would love to have him on at the end of this interview.
That's fine. We'll get him for next week. We're just going to keep calling him. That's going to be our new hotline. It's the Monty line.
The Monty line?
Yes.
The Haystack Monty line.
The Monty moment.
Monty, happy birthday, brother. I love you, man. This is DB Richards.
This is JCL.
And this is Frame. We'll see you next week.
Night, everybody.
Next week? Gosh.